This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where I read evergreen articles on real estate investing so you can still learn while you're on the go. If you just found the show on this Wednesday, welcome. And please tap the subscribe button so you'll get these automatically delivered to you every day, including weekends.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And that's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Budgeting is dead. Do this instead and watch your wealth grow. By Whitney Hutton. In a recent CNBC article, it was revealed that more than half of Americans earning over $100,000 a year live paycheck to paycheck. Huh? Yeah, this eye-opening statistic highlights a fundamental truth. The road to wealth isn't about income, but depends significantly on transforming financial habits. All right, so in this guide today, we'll debunk the oppressive notion of budgeting, offering a transformative process to fix money leaks, cultivate strategic spending habits, and execute consistently for financial improvement. Budgeting is dead. What to do instead? So, if the word budget sends a shiver down your spine, You're not alone. According to a recent Lending Club report dated September 2023, over 60% of Americans steer clear of financial planning just because of the, well, B word. It's just too daunting. But fear not, because I want to introduce you to the revolutionary concept of budgeting is dead. Here are the steps to follow instead. And everything's rhyming today. It's great. Step one, tracking your income and expenses. So, you want financial mastery without the stifling confines of a traditional budget? Well, it's all about tracking, not budgeting. As the wise ones say, what gets measured gets done. Committing to regular income and expense tracking is the foundational step for the budgeting is dead process, a process that will help you master your financial landscape without feeling like you're straitjacketed by an old school budget. Step two, getting leverage. If you're not a spreadsheet wizard or time is your most precious commodity, let technology do the heavy lifting. Platforms like Simplify.com, Empower.com, or YouNeedABudget.com turn financial tracking into a breeze. Say goodbye to complexity that could kill your momentum. Step three, uncover where your money is really going. So picture your finances as a boat sailing toward your goals. Now that you're regularly tracking your income and expenses, you now know how your boat is constructed. So maybe it's made of the finest metal and is impenetrable. Maybe it's like a leaking life raft that's quickly taking on water. No matter which boat you think you have, commit to doing this step at least once a year to eliminate any holes that could cause your boat to leak. In this step, you need to categorize each expense as destructive, lifestyle, protective, and productive. Destructive expenses lead to debt and poverty. Think addictive habits, compulsive spending, eating out, shopping, all that stuff, and unnecessary fees, credit card fees, late fees, and those. Lifestyle expenses don't contribute to building assets. Think of non-essential spending that doesn't enhance your life. Subscriptions, magazines, wine club, razor club, movies, and other excessive spending. Protective expenses help maintain wealth. Think of expenses that help you optimize and/or protect your wealth. Protective expenses enhance both current and future life. Think of things like career building, business building, and investment activities that yield more income than you spend. Step four, take decisive action. So with a clear understanding of your spending habits, now it's time to take a proactive approach to wealth creation. And here's how. Eliminate those destructive expenses, that bad habit, because they are destructive. Get professional help if you need to. Reduce lifestyle expenses to identifying low-hanging fruit and eliminating non-essential spending. Negotiate and then renegotiate protective expenses to get the most value for your money, and monitor productive expenses, ensuring spending aligns with income during different wealth creation phases. And some final thoughts, even big spenders can find themselves doing the paycheck hustle. Ugh. So, let's go ahead and ditch the one-size-fits-all budget and embrace a more strategic spending approach. Sure, it might seem like a deep dive into your financial soul, but remember, this isn't a one-off thing. It's a habit to cultivate regularly. Consistent, persistent action will be your ticket to financial success. Ready to break up with budgeting and make financial mastery your new BFF? Come on! You got this! You made it through another episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Did you learn something new? If you still have questions about this subject, go ahead and jump onto the forums at biggerpockets.com/forum. It's like being at a 24/7 networking event without all the business cards and awkward small talk. The weather is really not that interesting. Otherwise, you know the drill. We'll have another episode waiting for you in the morning. Ta-ta!